Please welcome Mike.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I am a Templeton native, born and raised, actually. I'm a true local. I'm so happy to be here. First time I've been here, I'd like to thank my friend Judy. She heard about this on NPR radio, and she asked me, Sunday, would you like to go? And I'm like, man, I'd love this. So she told me what the story was going to be, you know, what we had to talk about, and I thought about it for a few days. Well, I started to lay down this afternoon at 2 o'clock, take a nap, and my story hit me. It's perfect. So, and I tried to get the date of what date this was, and I know it was between wife number one and wife number three, and I'm not sure if I was married to wife number two yet. So it's got to be the early 90s, I'd say, this happened. Well, it involved the fair, Paso Robles Fair, probably 91 to 93, and it was the one and only time they had the bungee jump. The where they took you up in the crane 150 feet, and you're going to jump out. Well, my dad was a parachutist. All my brothers jumped with him over in Taft. And come on, Mike, you got to jump. I said, shit, I have a hard enough time getting in a plane. I ain't stepping out of one up in the air. But this come about, I had a good friend of mine call and says, hey, they're doing this bungee, you know, you got to come do it with me. I'm like, yeah, that's cool, okay. I call all my buddies. And I got a lot of buddies being born and raised in that area. And I said, hey, I'm bungee jumping this afternoon. You guys got to come see it. So we get to the fair, and I'm in line. It was $50 to do this bungee jump, and I'm excited. Until I stepped in the cage, it was taking me up. As soon as it started to go up, I forgot everything. The guy with me is trying to give me instructions on what to do. I don't hear shit. I'm looking, we're going up, and I'm looking. I see a dozen of my buddies up on these beach. Yeah! Like, shit, what did I just get into? And I'm going to tell you, that ride up was that fast. We get to the top. So now I'm starting to hear the guy, and he opens a gate for me there, and I'm all hooked up, and I'm holding the gate looking out, and there's all my buddies. I'm like, shit, I can't go like this, because they're going to see how scared I am on my face. And I asked the guy, is it okay if I go backwards? He's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Well, this way my buddies aren't going to see how scared I was. And I can't close. I even have to keep my eyes open when I get a shot. I mean, I'm not closing my eyes. So I get up there, and I remember, and this was where it came about. And he says, okay, you can let go now. And I'm holding on thinking, God damn. And he said, just let it go. And I went backwards, and I'm going to tell you, until I bounced that first time, that ride up was an instant. That fall was a lifetime. And there's this, they had down below you a big mat blow-up thing. There's no way you're going to hit that mat if this thing breaks. I mean, it's shooting you everywhere. But as soon as I hit the bottom and it sprung me, I could breathe again. My heart started beating. It was like, my higher power loves me. But that, you know, that was an experience. And I did this with no drugs and no alcohol in my system. So I get done. We get the buddy that invited me to go. He's a big old boy. And he said, okay, man, it's your turn. He backed out. He lost his $50, but he wasn't about to go and do this. So it was quite an experience, and I was able to let go. I will never do it again. I'm a little bit crazy. I'm a country boy, but that was my experience of a lifetime, and I enjoyed every second of it. And I'm lucky to be here speaking with you folks. You know, something like this, I'm going to become a regular. I never knew about this. I got to thank Judy for this. I love it. Thank you.